I love you, America. I'm going to cut your taxes. You're going to get hundreds of millions of dollars of tax cuts because I love you so much. And I'm finally, after 4 years, going to take care of the border. Well, just how much do these people love us? Seriously. And I wouldn't even say Donald Trump loves us, but I'll tell you what, he wants to save America, and that means lifting everybody up. He wants this, in my estimation, to be his legacy. I think he may think of himself along the lines of George Washington, too, brought America back from the brink. Exactly. And you know what? I'm just fine with that because we need someone with that level of self-esteem and self-confidence to save this country. And he would do what he needed to do to try to protect as many Americans as possible. I'm convinced of that because he wants that to be part of his legacy. And I think genuinely he does care. He does care about us. He cares about his kids. He cares about his grandkids greatly. And he doesn't want to leave them a poop hole to live in. Well, in this particular segment, we're going to look and show you just how much these people who govern over us love us. How they really love us. And we're going to compare them to foreign counterparts to see if they love us as much as foreign leaders love their people. My name is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we're really, really glad to be with you. Hey, there's a revolution going on right now. And I talk a lot about noble gold because disclosure. I've been advertising. I'm a paid advertiser and have been for 8 years. I've been a customer for about 7 years, and I order and reorder and make adjustments, and I'm trying to diversify my money as much as possible. But there's a trend right now, and I'm going to have to take advantage of it again. I told you, but about 6, 7 weeks ago, I purchased a bunch of silver coins. Okay, why? Because when the dollar fails, I can use them that way. Secondly, they're going to appreciate in value tremendously. There's a revolution going on right now with silver. What you ever think of climate change mitigation, whatever your opinion of good, bad, or indifferent, silver is on every solar panel, and silver is going to go scarce. And just for an investment purpose, you should be getting as much silver as you can. And that means getting out of the dollar, get into an appreciating asset, not one that's declining. But here's another thing. If you have a bank account with a retirement in it, you need to extricate that IRA and that 401k and put it under your control. That way, when something happens to the bank, or if the bank makes a unilateral decision under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 to take your money for whatever reason, they won't be able to do it because you'll own it. They'll set up your qualifying IRA 401k and back it with silver, and it'll just continue to grow. And it's absolutely fantastic. And by the way, this is awesome. Look at my pride and joy coin. If you can't tell in the camera, that's Donald Trump. And this is a silver 1 ounce, 99.999% pure silver coin. And it's yours for any qualified retirement account transfer. And let me tell you, I'll just say this about noble gold. First of all, there's always a risk involved whenever you do anything financial, is a matter of disclosure. And past performance can't be indicative of future expectation. But I'm a little guilty of confirmation bias because noble gold's been so good to me. And I rest so much easier at night because I'm a customer that I just have peace of mind. And I want to give that to you. And it's time for you to look outside your bank for safety and peace of mind. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's HODGES, DaveHodgesGold.com. And you'll have an information packet sent to you immediately. All you need to do is leave your email, and then you can read it. It's in layman's terms. It'll go into more detail than what I'm giving you here. And there'll be a number for you to call Noble Gold. And I'm warning you, literally have to close your own deal. They're a soft sell. In fact, actually, they're no sell. They're information givers. You make the choice when you want to make the move. That's how they're trained. Colin Plume, their CEO, is a friend of mine, and I've never seen such a hands-off approach to moving a product. And I'll tell you, people love them. I love them too. You may have seen them. They're even advertising on Fox News now. And they're successful because people trust them. DaveHodgesGold.com. All right. We're going to take a look at something. I'm going to read something to you here. And maybe. Now, for those only looking at the or listening to the audio, you won't see this. I'll have to describe it. But what you're going to see are dots on the screen descending upon Israel. They're missiles fired by Iran earlier today. And you're going to see these dots disappear time after time after time. So there we go. There's one dot. Boom, it's gone. Okay, and then you're going to see more dots coming in, and these dots just they just vaporize. They're gone. As soon as they hit this certain altitude right here, they're gone. And these are coming in here, these two, they're gone. This is coming in, it's gone. Now, what's going on? This is the dome. Israel gives a crap about their citizens. And so they build this protective dome. And I can't say it's 100% effective, but it's really darned effective. You just saw an example of it. How many people would have died without that? Now, before I extrapolate that and put it into United States examples, I also want to relate a story to you that I reported on several years ago. In 2014, when Ukraine tensions were high, Russia went into Crimea in response to Ukraine basically being overthrown from a Russian puppet government controlling it. And Putin reacted, with force. And we were doing drills, and they were doing drills. And one of the drills they did was they took 40 million Russian civilians and put them inside mountain enclaves, not unlike what you'd think of with Cheyenne Mountain in NORAD headquarters in Colorado Springs, Cheyenne Mountain. Now, Putin gives a crap about his people. Netanyahu, for any shortcomings he has, he cares about his fellow citizens. That's what this is designed to do, this system. When I was a kid growing up, I remember when I was walking with my dad in downtown Denver, and we were going into a building called the Auditorium Arena. I don't know if it's still around, sat about 7,000 people. And the Denver Rockets basketball team in the old ABA was playing in the early years. I don't think I was 8 or 9 years old. And they had this gold triangle with a black triangle inset. And I asked my dad, I said, "Dad, what's that?" He goes, "Oh, that's in case we go to war and we come here to get away from the bombs." I said, "Well, does it work?" And he said, "It depends on the bomb." And he obviously didn't want to pollute his kid's mind with fear talking about nuclear weapons. We don't even have that anymore. We have nothing to protect you. This administration and this government wholly, truly, since the days of Reagan and pretty much even before, we used to do civil defense drills. We did. In the 50s and 60s, we did civil defense drills. I remember the Eastern Seaboard was completely shut down one time for a civil defense drill that led to a really interesting book and movie that was made called The Mouse That Roared. And the Duchy of Fenwick wanted to be conquered and get U.S. foreign aid, but they came on the day there was a shutdown and they won the war. I mean, it was a great comedy. I loved it. But there's a tragedy in that too. The tragedy is this: we do nothing for the people now. There's no way that this administration, this government, wants to protect you. Israel protects its people. Putin protects his people. But nations like China and the United States do not. Isn't that a shame that I'm putting the United States government on the same level as China with regard to citizen safety and surviving a war? This is tragic. This is a sad commentary. And this has been the Common Sense Show. Thanks for watching. Make sure you go over to the commonsenseshow.tv where we have problems presented, solutions offered, often expert guests that bring in their 2 cents worth of solutions, and we get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. The commonsenseshow.tv, go there and sign up today.